radio play for this week is entitled Mamie's Place. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. It's the year 1929. Money is being made overnight and spent the same way. One of the places being flooded with this easy cash is a smart speakeasy known as Mamie's Place. Let's drop into the dressing room of the proprietor. Here she is, Mamie White.
How's that, Rosebud? Mm-hmm. Miss Mamie, you sure do look super mellow gorgeous in that dress.
You think so?
Think so. Oh, no, I know so.
Oh, I kind of like it myself. It's nice and low. The sales girl had a Tony name for it. Oh, yes, she said it was Big Flosser.
Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
I wish Marlene could see her mother in this.
She can't, Miss Mamie. I'm going to the station for a fetcher to your apartment. I can bring her right here on the way.
Oh, no, you don't. Arlene ain't going to see her mother working in a hot spot like this, you hear me, Rosebud?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Mamie.
I made up my mind when Marlene was a baby she was never going to go through life the way her mother has. I've been keeping her, but Tony is finishing school in the country.
Yes, Miss Mamie. And now that school day is finished.
Yes, sir, Rosebud. My little Marlene's coming home for good tonight. I wish I could be there when that old train pulls in. I'm my feather fan, Rosebud.
Yeah, you is, Miss Mamie. Mm-hmm. It's Miss Marlene to see you now.
You think I'll get by without shoving, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Say, Rosebud, you don't think this outfit's too big, Crossway? I don't want to give them too much for their money.
Miss Mamie, honey, you are cautious.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll know in about a minute when I get out there on the floor. Okay, Rosebud, I'm ready for my entrance. Get that door open.
Yes, ma'am.
Save some of that for the performers. Your cover charges falling in the cash register is applause enough for me. Now, you folks didn't come down to Mamie's Place just to see an old war horse like me dressed up in 50 yards of red plush. So I'm going to give you what you come for. Myself, I feel sort of sentimental tonight. So I'm going to open the show with something kind of play. Folks, let's give Cowboy Cal a great big hand. Hit it, Cowboy!
I thought you'd go for that, and I think you're going to go for the next number. Tony Nazieri and his accordion. Hit it, Tony. Well, Rosebud, tonight I got to dig a little information out of an old money bag from Wall Street for a friend of mine. You see that white-haired blue blood sitting at that table?
Yeah.
You're looking where my fan's pointing, Rosebud. You're looking at the smartest speculator in the stock market, H. Morgan Vanderpile.
What? He ain't got nothing on you, Miss Mamie.
You're telling me. Good evening, Mr. Vanderpile.
Why, good evening.
And this is Mrs. V, I hope.
Yes, this is Vanderpile.
Well, I just didn't want to put my foot in it, if you know what I mean.
Well, I think we know what you mean.
Oh, perfectly. Do you mind if I sit down with you?
Oh, not at all.
Please, sir. Thanks.
Charlie, fill them up all around.
Nothing but new fancy.
Don't worry, this is on the house.
You're doing a capacity business here, Miss Weston.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How's your racket,
Jackie?
Sure, everybody's in one kind of racket or another, Mrs. B. Now, you're in the society racket. Me, I'm in this one. And your lord and master here is in the stock racket. You know, Van, your racket's too mental for me.
Really?
Well, it is rather complicated, Miss Weiss.
I take a whirl at it now and then, but I get all horsed up. I never know whether I should buy when the market's falling or rising. If I should buy steel, railroads, or food.
Well, if I were in your position, Miss Weiss, I should stick to railroads and buy when the market is slowing.
Oh, you mean that's what you do?
Perhaps.
I wish I knew the ropes like you, Van. I'm such an empty head. I bet the next time I'll hitch onto something with a fancy name that's going up like a balloon.
Well, I'm sure you're doing well enough right here.
Oh, I can't kick. I gotta get back to my work. Come down and see us again sometime, folks. Ta-ta! Say, it's almost time for the train, isn't it, Rosebud?
Yes, Miss Mina. I'll just get my hat and coat.
Give my baby girl a great big hug for me. And take her right to the apartment and see if she gets to bed for her beauty sleep.
Yes, Miss Mina.
I'll see her tomorrow when I get up.
Mother, darling.
Marlene, baby.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you, Mother. I thought you'd never wake up.
See, and you make me think I ain't woke up.
Oh,
gee, baby, you're a sight for sore eyes. My baby's home for good, huh?
I'm home for good, Mother, but I'm no longer a baby. I'm grown up.
Sure you have, a wonderful, fine young lady. I suppose all the boys raise their hats and call you Miss Manners now instead of just Marlene, huh?
Or refer to me as that Manners kid.
I'd like to hear one of them say that in front of me.
And what would you do about it, Mrs. Manners?
Mrs. Manners? Gee, honey, sounds funny to hear anybody call me that.
Oh, that's right. You have a professional name. What do they call you, Mother?
Never you mind, honey. That part of my life hasn't anything to do with yours.
Oh, poor Mummy. You haven't had the fun I'm having, have you?
No, but I'm going to from now on. We're going to share everything together. What should we do tonight until I have to go to work, baby? Take in a movie?
Well, you see, while you were still asleep, Henry called up and asked me to go out with him. I didn't think he'd mind.
Oh, I was thinking we were... Why, sure, I don't mind, baby. You run along and have a good time. I was forgetting this is a permanent vacation. Say, who is this Kenley? Your best beau?
Well, I like him better than anyone else, Mother. You see, his school is just across the river from my...
Yeah, well, that's fine. Where is he taking you tonight, honey?
Oh, he says he's just learned about the hottest spot in town, and we simply must go there. It's called Mamie's Place.
No, not Mamie's Place.
Yes, that's the name of it, Mother. Doesn't it sound just too risky?
Yeah, I guess so. No matter what it sounds like, you mustn't let your boyfriend take you there.
Well, why not? Oh, it's quite all right. Why, even Kenley's father and mother's in there.
That don't make no difference, Marlene. He ain't going to take you there. Do you understand?
Well, all right, Mother, if you insist. I suppose we'll have to go to a supper room in one of the hotels like we've always done.
I love you.
Oh, Kenley, it doesn't seem possible. Kenley Vanderpile loves Marlene Manners.
Well, why not? As Shakespeare or somebody said, what's in a name? But that's not the point. The point is, you love me.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, you darling. If we weren't sitting here at this table in the supper room of the Mayfair, I'd kiss you. Hanged if I won't anyway. There. And I should say you might consider yourself kissed.
Well, if I weren't sure, there are plenty of people around who could tell me.
All right, come on out on the floor.
All right.
Any embracing there will only look like a new dance step. When will you marry me, sweetheart?
Well, I haven't had time to think about that. You'd have to meet my mother first.
You know, she must be pretty straight-laced, not letting you go to Mamie White.
Oh, Mother's usually broad-minded. I don't know why she was so insistent about that. Oh, but you'll like it when you meet her.
I'm sure of it. And I want you to meet my folks as soon as possible. I tell you what, suppose you and your mother come over for tea tomorrow.
Mother and I will be there.
ain't never been to a tea party in classy East River apartments, Marlene. Even real bluebirds get me sort of jittery.
Oh, don't think about it, Mother. They're human beings, just like we are.
Yeah, only they're the real McCoy.
Well, here we are. Apartment J. Oh, that's Kenley.
Come right in.
Oh, Mother, this is Kenley.
How do you do, Mrs. Manners?
I've been hearing a lot about you, Kenley, and from what Marlene says, you're Class A.
Oh, thanks. Mother.
Oh, my mother and father, Mrs. Manners.
Mrs. Who?
What?
There's a Vanderpine.
Why, of course, Mother.
I see. What's all this about? I'll tell you, son. This woman turned some stock market information that I happened to give her over to a competitor. She ruined my chances of cornering the market.
Now, listen, Van. I mean, Mr. Vanderpile. You got me all wrong. That's what I was put up to do, but I didn't do it. I ain't turned the stock over to the guy yet, and I ain't going to.
Is that so? Kenley, it's most unfortunate you didn't tell us who the mother of Miss Manners was.
But I did tell you, Mrs. Manners, of course. I still don't get this frosty meeting.
Perhaps you'll understand when I tell you that Mrs. Manners is...
No, please. I'll go. You got me licked, but don't say anything more.
Mother, Mother, are you going to let them insult us like this?
Insult me? For my dear young lady, to bring this woman into our home is an insult to us.
Mother, what are you saying? Kenley, this woman is the notorious Mamie White.
Oh, baby, wait. Let me explain.
You gotta hurry, Miss Mimi. It's time for the supper here.
Oh, I can't do it, Rosebud. I ain't got the heart to stand out there and wisecrack tonight. My baby won't speak to me. She locked herself in the room. I had to tear myself away from the door and come down here tonight. You sent that letter off special delivery for me.
Yes, Miss Mimi, honey. Now, here your fan. My, my, you sure do look super mellow gorgeous tonight.
Okay, Rosebud, open that door.
Hold it, folks. Save some of that for the performance. Your
cover charge is... Mother here, Rosebud?
She'll be back in just a minute, honey, child. Come in here and sit down.
Well, I want to tell her something.
Here, Tony.
Here she comes now, honey.
Mommy, baby.
Oh, Mommy. Mommy, I came to ask you to forgive me. I don't care about anybody but you.
Baby.
Baby, who is it?
It's me, Mrs. Manners. I mean, Miss White. Why, Marlene, darling.
Oh, Kenley.
Miss White, Dad sent me here to apologize and to say he was hasty in accusing you this afternoon. He's got your letter with the stock which you bought on his tip. He'll apologize himself when you both come to dinner tomorrow night.
Dinner?
At your house?
Sure thing. My mother cried like a fool when she read how you struggled to take care of Marlene.
Oh, Kenley.
Everything's all right now, darling. From now on, that's my job.
And that's my cue to get out of here and leave you two alone.
Folks, I'm feeling sort of sentimental tonight, so I'm going to open the show with something kind of plaintive. Give Cowboy Cal a great big hand. Hit it, Cowboy!
Down on the land, levy so low.
The story which suggested this radio drama will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. It is typical of the many fascinating stories and articles appearing in this magazine, which is distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who will give you further details about next Sunday's American Weekly.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.